All right. And Diane, kind of a bittersweet day for me here. I can tell you this is going to be our last conversation as you are retiring and taking on an entirely different road or heading down an entirely different road. I can tell you I have enjoyed these chats so much on Monday morning, and just your enthusiasm, your passion for your job. And I think one of the greatest gifts any person can do is to help people move ahead and to help people move forward, Diane. And I hope when you look back on your career here in Breckenridge, you just know how many kids, how many adults you've helped to move forward, and how appreciated you really are and how much you're going to be missed.
Well, thank you for saying that, Bill. That's very kind. It has been an absolute honor and privilege to serve in this district, and it is bittersweet. That's a good way to say it. I know it's time for me to move on, and I'm very excited about the future of Breckenridge and our new superintendent, Mr. Brad Strand, who will be coming in to replace me. But I certainly will miss this community and the people in it, the wonderful experiences that I've had. And I just sincerely want to thank you, Bill, and KBMW for all the support you give, and I know you'll continue to give to Breckenridge Schools.
Absolutely. Diane, God bless, and happy trails to you, my dear.
Thank you.
You bet. Diane Cordes, Breckenridge School Superintendent, Breckenridge School News, our last report for the year. Listen, we will be back in the fall with that. And, of course, you can hear that Mondays right here at 840. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
George Dodsworth Jr. was a young man with considerable charm and a great talent for spending money.